And it's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
It's not quite time yet to start planting things and getting seeds into the ground, but is there anything that we can start, like, growing to get a jump start on gardening?
Well, certainly we're getting very close to pea weather. Because it's been so warm this winter, pretty soon, if things warm up and dry out a little bit, you can actually start planting peas in some of the warmer areas. So I thought we would talk a little bit about peas, because peas are not just those green things anymore. There's a lot of variations out there and a lot of different colors, too, that make them really interesting to grow as a garden plant. So first of all, there are three different types of peas. There's the shelling pea, English pea, the snow pea, which is the flat-potted one, and then, of course, the sugar snap pea that everyone really loves. And for the English peas, usually those older varieties like the tall telephone, they get kind of big and they flop over. So the breeding with them has really focused on making them shorter and making them more disease resistant, which is really a nice thing. So you can look for varieties such as Strike and Maxigold, which only grow about 2 or so feet tall. Loaded with peas, really easy to pick because they're down low. If you want to do snow peas, of course, the green snow peas have been around forever, but now there are golden and purple colored ones, which is really cool. Golden Sweet, of course, is a yellow one, and Royal Purple is one of the purple ones. And these are beautiful because they add a lot of color in the garden as well as when you're cooking them. You lose a little bit with the purple one, but the yellow one holds the color well. And then finally, for sugar snaps, the founder of the sugar snap pea. Here you go. Quiz question. Who might that be? And what year? I know you wouldn't know. Most of the people who are not garden nerds wouldn't know.
We have a preview of what Charlie is like at a party.
It's Calvin Lamborn, 1979. He created the sugar snap pea. They have some new ones on the market, a royal snap, which is a purple snap pea, and a honey snap, which is a golden colored one, which is really kind of cool. And if you really want something odd, you can grow feisty, which is a pea that has just tendrils, no leaves or very few leaves. And the idea is that it's used for garnishes or putting on tops of salads and things like that. So for your peas, like I said, a little too early, but what you want to do is make sure you have a raised bed on well-drained soil. The only thing that's ever hurt our peas is if we plant them in heavy, wet, clay soil, and then they just don't germinate. Once it's warmed up and you can get them out there, put them in about an inch or two apart. We put a fence in between the two rows and let them grow up on either side of the fence. And then we also plant greens around them, so lettuces, spinach, arugula, things like that, anything that likes nitrogen, because the peas fix nitrogen, it goes through the roots, and the lettuce picks it up, and they grow really well. When they're all done early July, cut them all down, use them as mulch, plant in a fall crop of squashes, or maybe some root crops, or maybe some more greens, and you'll have all kinds of great things coming out of that bed.
Ah, I love that. Colorful peas, purple and yellow. I'm going to try those. Debbie has a question for you, Charlie, and they write, I've never liked using peat moss-based soil because of its very slow water absorption. Also, that peat moss is essentially mined from peat bogs, destroying the natural environment, Debbie writes. Using compost-based potting soil seems much better environmentally, or if possible, maybe some homemade compost. If it's too wet or heavy, some lighter potting soil can be added. What do you think?
Yes, there are alternatives to peat moss-based potting soil, and you're right to be concerned about the mining of it. They do destroy the bogs, and it takes decades, if not longer, for those bogs to recover. So some of the things you can use. One is a coir based potting soil. Coir is that coconut husk fiber. You probably have seen it out there. It's ground down. It's a really good medium for seed starting as well as potting soils. So you can use that or something that's based on that. I've seen some commercial bags of those around where they're based just on coir. That would be one possibility. One with a mix of coir and compost, I would get something that's a sterilized compost, unless you really are great at home composting. Get something that won't have any disease in it. That would be really nice. And then I just came back from a place where I heard a lecture. They're talking about pit moss and made from shredded up newspaper. So they shred up the newspaper, they add a little wood chips to it, they did all kinds of tests on it, there's no heavy metals or contaminants and things, and it works pretty well as a seed starting or a potting soil additive. So you can take a look at that as another alternative.
Okay. If you've got questions for Charlie, send them to us, vermontpublic.org. Search All Things Gardening, submit your question in the post. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.